Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, with this coronavirus thing, all industries are feeling the effects. Probably not as many are affected as affected and as long affected as the service industry, bartending, restaurants, and especially the bars, because, you know, restaurants can fall back on food, but the bartending, bars and bartenders really suffering these days. That's why today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Sip Science CEO Chris Boros. Talking about what they're doing for bartenders around the country, including here in Austin. Chris, welcome to Inside Austin. I appreciate you taking the time to join us here.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me.
Now, let's talk about what you're doing. You've got the Hospitality Industry Associates Fund on GoFundMe. Is that the case?
That's correct. We started a GoFundMe to raise $100,000as soon as we can, and those monies get funneled to the United States Bartenders Guild Foundation, which is a non-for-profit that has set up a donation and a grant system that is able to provide immediate relief and financial support to those affected by this, obviously, the coronavirus, and where they can go online and apply for these grants, and with a simple application process, they can get some relief and get some aid. And that's our mission. Is to raise money to provide direct and material impact to those affected, because that's what they need today, not tomorrow.
And this is in the form of checks, I guess?
Correct. So the GoFundMe is our fundraising activity. And then as the monies come in, so we're looking to raise $100,000, and we're at about $10,000 now. And those monies get swept over to that non-for-profit that would be distributing those funds on our behalf. And others are as well. Jameson put in $500,000. They were the early market leaders. We were right behind them just about 2 weeks ago to think creatively of how can we just use our network and our outreach to say, look, forget about the business for a second. Let's think about the people that are affected by this, because we're all in this together.
And this is a collaboration. Again, they've got some heavy hitters. You mentioned Jameson. This is with the USBG. That's the United States Bartenders Guild. And, of course, your organization, Sip Science, which I guess if anybody wants more information, it's sipscience.com. Is that the address? Chris, tell me about...
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what Sip Science is. If anybody doesn't know, what does your company do?
Yeah. So, again, my name is Chris Boros. I'm co-founder, co-CEO. We are a data analytics company for the hospitality industry. First of its kind with a consumer-facing platform. Once the market rebirths here and comes back roaring, which we all believe it will, consumers are going to get a very unique value proposition to discount alcohol at on-premise participating venues, and a network of which we're launching nationally this summer. And so there's a major value to consumers, as of course we all know, living in major cities and elsewhere, it's very expensive to be social, and this is going to be a perfect time to have us launch and provide value to our customers. And what we do is we provide analytics and insights to the entire industry to help drive visibility, to be able to optimize marketing, to be able to optimize shipments and planning and inventory management, to help the community in what we call our win cube model, win-win-win. Consumers win, our venues win, our brands and participating customers win. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Now, I watch sometimes a little bit of Bar Rescue. How does that kind of, what you do, does it factor into kind of what they're doing on Bar Rescue?
That's interesting. comparison. I don't think I've heard that one before. Not directly, but I think what we can say is we are here for an industry rescue from a data perspective that doesn't really exist. And that's what we're very excited about to bring to market that's first of its kind. And hopefully that helps, because everything in this world we know is data-centric. It helps those bars and consumers match that supply and demand and understand how everybody behaves and understand what is that personalization aspect to be able to drive value across the board.
And again, Chris, your Hospitality Industry Associates Fund on GoFundMe, you've teamed up with USBG, that's the Bartenders Guild, and I know you don't represent them, but if anybody doesn't know what the U.S. Bartenders Guild is, I'm going to ask you, what are they? Because you're far more informed about it, I'm sure, than I am. What is the USBG? And again, I know you don't represent them.
Sure. They are an organization, not-for-profit, that helps on three foundational elements of the organization from a philosophical perspective and aid and overall help to the community. Mission is to be able to help in times of need and drive awareness, and almost like a community consortium from a non-for-profit perspective to be able to provide resources, capabilities, knowledge to that industry. And so we found that this was a very awesome place to be able to shift these dollars, where we looked at where could we help people immediately. We all know a lot of times there's challenges to be able to donate funds, and sometimes there's amounts that are taken, withheld, etc. We wanted to look at where can we make the most immediate and most material impact to help right away, because we all know, and anyone that's gone through any hardship knows how the sequence of events occur. We don't need things tomorrow or a month from now. We need help today. And that's what we feel that this organization, amongst many others, is going to help us do that, just that.
Is this the first time you've had a relationship with the U.S. Bartenders Guild, or because you're both in the same industry, do you have kind of does it go back, your relationship with them, does it go back
no.
a little ways?
Yeah, we do not. This was brand new, and it seems like they've gotten a lot of attention, especially after, like I said, Jameson's large amount, and we set an interesting trend on the amount to raise, and we like to think we brought awareness to help driving that unique value and again, that immediate impact. But it's so far been very great. We've been working with them in communication to make sure that they're able to transfer the funds and get everything situated. And obviously, like everybody else, they're having a huge backlog right now, but they're processing it, and they seem very efficient, and they seem very, very awesome, to be honest with you.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to the CEO, or I guess co-CEO of Sip Science, Chris Boros. Chris, you guys do data analytics for bars and restaurants. And this is maybe an unfair question. I don't know if you're prepared for this. Can you talk about some of the specifics about how hard the service industry has been hit? Like maybe the drop, I mean, bars are closed, so I guess it's 0% revenue, right? At least here in Austin.
So what's interesting is, you know, the entire industry, a lot of people don't realize, is really big. It's roughly over $800 billion. It's bigger than some other industries like airlines or even hotels. And so we know that there's certain markets that are really heavily indexed on this. And so this is why we need to help exponentially and immediately. In terms of the growth, there are predictions that anywhere between 10 and 12% may not survive. I think nobody really knows yet. I think the early indicators, certainly there's going to be a lot of concern and a lot of trouble for folks. And that's where we're trying to help, right? And that's where we're calling on the community and all angles of the hospitality industry, whether you're on premise and your venues, whether you're data and analytics like we are, whether you're in, you know, the supply side. It's how do we partner together to help this rebirth of this industry as that will occur. I do think that certain markets, of course, are going to get hit harder than others, and that's where we're looking to be able to support that, as well as all of our partners and everybody else, to come together to help stave off those losses, and more importantly, drive that growth when this rebirth occurs, which it will.
Yeah, I'm speculating here a little bit, but I think cities that have a lot of tourism, tourists drink and they go out and eat a lot. Austin has a lot of tourism with the conventions. Some other places, you know, some places, their entire economy is essentially built around tourism. And I think those places, including Austin, are going to suffer a lot, at least as far as the bartending industry goes, from this shutdown. You know, for weeks now, the bars on East 6th Street have been boarded up almost as if there's a hurricane blowing through town. That's got to have far-reaching effects for the long-term viability of those businesses, and short-term effects on the employees, because, you know, if they're not going to work, they're not getting paid, which in Texas isn't much, you know, for bartenders anyway. But they're also not getting tipped, which is really where all of the money comes from. And I think which is where a lot of the need arises. And Chris, you and your organization, the USBG, stepping up to help, again, with your Hospitality Industry Associates Fund on GoFundMe. And I just think that's fantastic for you to step up and take part in that.
Yeah, And I think the message here is, you know, we can look at multiple ways of helping, immediate, medium, and long term, right? And that's why funds and money always helps, right? People need to pay bills. People need to put food on the table. People need to stave off their income losses. So wherever we can help, every dollar counts, right? And in addition to that, when everything starts coming back, and it will, that's where organizations like us and our partners and others in the industry are going to help with this unique technology and innovation to be able to help accelerate that rebirth, accelerate that growth, and get back to, you know, get back to being prosperous in this market. So I think that's the message, is all everybody banding together and innovation in these times. A lot of we're doing the same thing. We're looking, how can we pivot to help, you know, to help delivery in home, how to be able to help connect customers and restaurants even in within social distancing, et cetera. So everyone's scrambling very fast, which is actually a great thing to drive innovation and drive new ways and means to help come up with creative opportunities to drive some of that, either saving off the losses and then hitting the growth when we come back.
That's Chris Burrows. He is the co-CEO of SIP Science. It's sipscience.com. If you're curious about what they do, they've got, you work for business and consumers as well, right, Chris?
That's correct.
And again, it's the Hospitality Industry Associates Fund on GoFundMe. And Chris, what if we left out in the last minute or so? What is it you'd like to add to the conversation that we didn't get to yet?
Yeah, I think we covered most of it. I think at the end of the day, I want to reiterate the fact that every dollar counts. Every immediate impact counts. Again, sometimes people lose sight of how these things unfold. And it's not about the business. It's really right now, most importantly, it's about helping people as a community and helping the whole ecosystem get back to that rebirth, get back to that growth, and accelerate that. Again, that message is, even if you can donate a dollar, every...
Chris, let me ask you this. If somebody wants help, if they are a bartender or they know a bartender, they'd like to give help to the industry, what's the best way, is the best way to do that through sipscience.com? I know there's a link from the website there, the landing page. Is there another way to do that,
yeah,
or is that the best way?
Yeah, that would be the easiest, to be honest with you, but there's also other ones. We're not, you know, we want to be able to share in that community. So there are other hospitality industry ones out there, but certainly if someone's interested right now, you can go to our GoFundMe page and make an immediate donation. It takes about 30 seconds to do so, whatever anybody is willing and able to do.
All right, Chris, I appreciate your time and thanks for the message and your help, the outreach there for the bartenders and service industry professionals. That is SIP Science co-CEO Chris Burrows. And again, I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having me, John. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
Catch up with past interviews and more online at our website. Just go to talk1370.com/InsideAustin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.